Well, I was born in Islington Hospital. Not sure of the address, but it was Islington Hospital. And I was less than a fortnight old. My mother brought me out of hospital, and her three sisters came with her to fetch her. And the four were walking together. And this is obviously during the Blitz in 44. Or perhaps the Blitz was over, I don't know, but still London was being bombed. And the four sisters, parting of the ways, they were travelling in different directions. And a doodlebug came over. And two sisters went one way, two sisters went the other. The doodlebug's whine continued, and then all of a sudden it stopped. And there was the usual huge explosion, and one of the sisters said, she said, "I think I've lost two of my sisters," which is what happened. So from what I gather, whether this is true or not, I don't know. But when the blast went off, my pram, which was an old-fashioned one with a big hood and a deep body, was blown over the churchyard wall. The two were killed, the two sisters, and my cousin who was with us, who was quite a small child at the time, was quite badly injured. But so that was the sort of the end of that part of the story. Now, I was evacuated then down to Wales to Coombe Park. My sister and brother were already here. And I think my brother was housed in Drehan Street. But I think it was after the bombing of Coombe Park, because I think that was 41. But this was in about 42, 43, I think. And he was in Drehan Street in a lady called Mrs. Bladen, I think. But my sister was in Talley Street behind the church. And so I arrived. Two versions of the story, that I arrived in the guards van with a label tied to my foot. And the other story is my grandmother brought me. Whether this is true, I don't know what's the truth of the matter. But I arrived in Coombe Park. And again, another sort of strand of the story. My father's sister was here, Hilda Higgs, was the headmistress of a little village school up in London, and she had brought her class down here and was a big friend. Her one big friend was Sadie Davis, and she said to Sadie, "My brother's wife has just been killed, new baby there, can you take her?" "Oh goodness, no, don't know anything about babies, you know, two spinster ladies, don't want anything to do with babies." "Oh, you'll manage. But we've already got evacuees, another one, she won't take up much space." And so I was taken into 94 Park Road. And after several months, Hilda and her class went back to England. My brother and sister went back to England. My father was very badly wounded. I believe it's in Arnhem. He was decorated. Apparently he moved, he was a dispatch rider, but at some point he moved a munitions truck, which was full of munitions, in the middle of a bombing raid, and moved it. You know, we were quite lucky to survive, actually, so we were decorated for it, I believe. Don't know what the award was. But he then was repatriated to Morriston Hospital, where he was for about a year, I think, but took a long time to recover. He was quite badly injured. Went back then to England. They couldn't look after me. I was still quite small. So I stayed in Coombe Park and was adopted by these two fabulous sisters. And my childhood was so happy. We did keep the links with the family. They were very keen, the two sisters. that I would retain links with my blood relatives. So actually my sister died about 3 years ago. But as I say, happy childhood on a Welsh hearth in this wonderful little community of Cwm Park. So I was very lucky. I mean, we didn't have very much. I mean, Sadie was obviously teaching in Cwm Park Junior School. Her sister Jane was a seamstress. She'd been with her father, and the all the women were seamstresses. They could sew. So I was brought up sort of I taught how to sew. I was taught how to knit. Wasn't wonderful at them, but I could do it. Everything was of a practical nature. I mean, we didn't have television. I didn't have television. I'm trying to think. I moved to Cwm Park from Cwm Park when I was 11, because Jane, who I called Mama, I called Auntie Sadie Auntie. So Mama died. She had a hysterectomy and it went very wrong, I think. I mean, I remember you could play outside. We used to go up the mountains, you know. There was so much freedom in those days. I mean, let's face it was a mining community. I mean, the rivers were black. But it didn't seem to matter to us. You know, we had lovely. We used to go up the mountains. There was so much freedom because there was really, I think, very little in the way of crime. I mean, the police... We knew the policemen and they were on the prowl all the time, and that's brilliant, but we felt safe, you know. We could play around the lampposts and skipping and scotch and all this, these childhood things, you know. But, you know, it was, and I would switch languages because in school, English, and at home it was all Welsh. And when I used to go up to family in London, I would switch talking to them, and they couldn't believe, you know. But it came naturally because this is what I was used to, isn't it? Does dim llawer o bobl yn Cwm Park nawr yn gallu siarad. Megan Foxall wedi mynd. Mary Cannon, Mary Maud. Yeah. Maen nhw gyd wedi mynd. Yeah. Sneb nawr. But you know, when I went to county and I had to learn it as a language, I found it very strange. The vocabulary was no problem, but the sentence structure, you know, they say we're on the Welsh, but yeah, Cwm Park Welsh was really quite colloquial.
Yeah.
So I've always blamed this explosion because I bite my nails. And a very old-fashioned doctor, Dr. Morris, was a wonderful doctor. He said to my aunt, he said, she'll never stop because that's the trauma. But I do now stop now and again. I've only got a couple of long ones. But it's part of the show. But I mean, you know, I was always a fanatical jigsaw. I still love them. Practical things that I always did in the home. Well, there was no television, was there? You know, we eventually had a radio. And we didn't have a telephone till I went to college. And I mean, I was in my 20s then, You didn't roam the roads around. Because there were so many chapels, you went from one chapel to the... There was something, it was organised every night of the week.
Yeah.
I mean, you had a magic lantern, which was wonderful. And then we had GFS in the church hall. And I will never forget, as I say, my childhood memories are very sparse. It's a long time ago, Sirna. I'm trying to think now. I had a tooth out in Charles the Dentist in Treorchy, and GFS was that night, and my auntie didn't want me to go. She didn't know. I wanted to go. I didn't want to miss it. So I remember we had to queue because they were a bit late getting there. And I think I must have caught a chill in this tooth because my face, like a football. And I had to be fed with I remember it was a cream cup with a handle and a spout because I couldn't open my mouth. But that was a vivid. It just stemmed from this creative craft class that I did. We did it, I think, Mary and I, it must have been for a year or so. I think it must have been funded for a year. And then it stopped and it started in very sparse beginning because all we had was what we had used in this craft. But it sort of grew. A couple more came. I mean, people have come and gone. We've had people join and sort of drift off. We've had a few joined and died. Lot, actually, who've joined and passed away. And people have joined and it's not for them. But it just seems to have snowballed. And of course, Denise brought the group from Park Hall. You see, she sort of appeared one day and I said, oh, we're coming in and joining. We weren't many, we were only four or five. I mean, we've been up to 10. But I don't know that I would cope with a much bigger group, because what I try and do is, as far as card making is concerned, because that's the basis. People can come and if they don't like anything that's on offer, then they do something else. Like I was given the other day a rug. Now, one of these rug making things with a latch. And I thought, well, perhaps they'd like to try that. So Carol said, she's away this week, but Carol said, oh, well, I'll have a go. And another girl said, well, Gaina said this morning, not the Gaina in Parco. She said, oh, I'll have a go, I've never done that. So it's like the crystal art. I saw it on the television and I thought, well, that looks nice. Perhaps they'd like that. So I sent for a kit. And it's not the cheapest of crafting. Well, it's taken off. So they love that. So anything I can find, like we've done key rings with butterflies. So they've done a lot of that. So this mat thing, which I'd done quite a bit when I was doing my OU degree. Mm. I had a huge jigsaw under the carpet. Which was my relaxation, and this latching. I can't sit and just watch. I can't sit and do nothing. If I sit and do nothing, I fall asleep.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, nearly 80, what do you expect?
Yeah. It's very practical. Yeah. And I love
But I encourage people, you know, if they don't want to, you know, come and just be with us and have a coffee and a laugh, because they're such good company, all of them. They're a brilliant class. They'll do. I'd heard that the doodlebug, when it was in flight, had a high-pitched whine. And all these years, I've never actually heard it. And it was a programme about the VE Day, was on the television. And I still find it really quite moving. Yesterday in Park Primary, and I find the songs are very moving. And I was a bit emotional anyway, but I was watching this and they were describing, now they'd gone through the different weapons that were being used and what they were doing, talking about the Blitz. And then they said about the V2, I think the Doodlebug is the V2, I'm not sure. But all of a sudden, the sound, they said about the V2 bombing, and all of a sudden, I heard this high-pitched whine and I literally froze. I couldn't move. I just sat there, hairs on the back of my neck stood on end, and I couldn't move. And then all of a sudden there was silence and then the explosion. And it's even today, you know, see that, it really affects me even now. It was an incredible moment, because, as I say, I'd never heard it before. Mm. All my life, all these years, you hear programs about the bombing and the Blitz and all that sort of thing. Yeah. But that was a moment. I mean, I remember growing up in a compark. I mean, as a community, everybody, and you've probably heard this so many times, everybody knew everybody. You knew your neighbours, you went in and out of each other's homes. We had friends all over Kinpark, and we played together. There was never any, you know, I don't remember there being any aggro or anything unpleasant. Or all right, kids being kids, they'll argue, and you know, but I don't remember there being any sort of the nastiness that you see today in, you know, in these communities. I was watching something on the TV last night about a 13-year-old boy who'd been killed, Channel 4 or something, one of these documentaries. And I remember thinking, there was nothing like that. You know, or I have to say that it was a community, the only sort of foreigners, if you like, were the Italians, who made the most wonderful ice cream.
Yeah.
Right? But I mean, they I didn't recognise them as being Italians. They just were Kinparkis with another accent. You know? I didn't look on them as somebody to be sort of suspicious of. You know, it was I don't know, perhaps it's just I was lucky. You know, with the upbringing, the outlooks that I was brought up with, isn't it? Well, we lived in dorms. I mean, you didn't go to pubs.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all grown ups, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But we lived in dorms, and you had a coke, and you sat there all night, and you listened to the jukebox. But that was your teenage years until I went to college. Never been in a pub till I went to college. Alien. But it was very strange.
Do you used to have the steamed pie as well?
Well, I used to look at the steamed... I never ate one until I'd finished college. But his ice cream, Dom's ice cream, was second to none. So I don't like cream. So Dom's ice cream had very low cream content, I think. But it was more of a sorbet, which I thought was delicious.